Okay, I have a request for a Dhamma talk, the five aggregates, please. We'll see if it comes out as a Dhamma talk or put it as I said, I don't have a plan, so I don't have a syllabus of how I'm going to teach you all. But as we're, you know, just as a broad overview, I mean, this is the five aggregates are really, and because we're just talking about identification and clinging, and that's when the Buddha talks of the source of suffering, cause of suffering, it is the the clinging and attachment to these five aggregates of being, form, physical form, whether our own physical bodies or wherever, feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral feeling, sanya, perception, memory, association, just these are functions of mind. So clinging and attachment to mind and body, sankharas, the mental formations, and so that this is all of the emotion and thinking that we experience. And then it's the sense consciousness, it's the bare recognition, knowledge of the senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and consciousness of the mind itself. So that these are, and they are you say they are they form the basis of when we think of self, of me, of mine, it is one or other or a conglomerate of these five aggregates of being. And there isn't, and the Buddha gives an image of the sense of self, and it's like a dog that's tied to a post, and whether it walks or sits or lies down around, it's tied to this post, and whatever it doesn't stray from that post. In the same way that whatever the refinement or coarseness of our experience, and it's our sense of self is based on these five aggregates. It doesn't stray from that area. It's pretty fundamental and basic. But of course, it's incredibly varied and there's a lot there. But in the end, it's just sort of, that's all that is: form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness. It's not a lot.